We raced up into the main lobby of Ten Pony Tower, searching for any sign of where Dusk Blue's whereabouts. Patch and Nixie had managed to get Sunshine into a locked side room off of the basement level to rest while they watched the door we had barricaded. I was planning on strengthening that door, but that would have to wait on Dusk. I was certain that if Dusk was trying to get into Celestia 1, that's where he would be. I grimaced. We hadn't run into any opposition so far, and a quick glance out of the window showed that the fighting had started up once more. How many ponies were going to die before all of this was stopped? I had to do something. The main lobby was barren. Where before there had been the posh elite of Wasteland Society, which wasn't saying a whole lot either way, there was nothing. It was strange. Where were the guards even?
Probably outside fighting and dying, I thought morbidly.
Wow, Violet said. This place, never seen it like this before.
Yeah, Steeljack said. Where is every pony?
Don't know, but we need to find Dusk Blue, I said firmly. Every pony, keep an eye out. My guess is that he's...
I'm where?
A voice said from all around us, interrupting me. I looked up, seeing the Mad Colt himself standing upon an open balcony. My friends fanned out on each side of me, glaring at the blue unicorn.
Oh, look, it's a little radiant star. I guess you're here, that means you figured it all out, right?
Dusk Blue, I said, snorting. I know that you're behind this war, this cult, everything.
The stallion sighed loudly.
It's a shame, really. I had so hoped to rein you in, Star. Properly controlled, your power would have been a force for greatness, he said. But once I found out that the element was no longer within you, you were meddlesome. You would have tried to ruin my plans.
So you tried to get rid of us, Violet stated.
Dusk grinned.
Yes, we all saw how that worked out, even better than I'd hoped. Even the mere threat of a bomb was enough to push the NCR into attacking, he said, stroking his chin with his forehoof. Now then, what to do about you? Killing you at this point would be quite easy. It will certainly cement my place as the ruler of this tower.
I don't know what this god promised you, I growled. But I won't let you continue the senseless slaughter.
To my utter surprise, Dusk Blue merely laughed.
Discord, he didn't promise me anything, he chortled, his eyes widening. All he wanted was to be free. It was thanks to him that I knew about where to find you in Chickercold. I almost had my chance to absorb your power, but then you were surrounded by your friends.
Discord would have never let you take it, I retorted. He wants Spark's power too.
I unleashed Stargazer from its harness, floating it out.
Now, are we going to talk or are we going to end this?
Huh, how quaint. You brought a gun to a magic duel,
Dusk Blue replied.
I am afraid you are quite wrong. Discord's goal was simple. Freedom and nothing else. You're grasping at straws, Radiant Star. I'm the one who wanted Spark's power from the get-go. It's the entire reason I cast the spell that made you what you are today.
My eyes shot wide open, and I nearly dropped Stargazer.
You what?
I gasped, staring hard at the blue stallion. Dusk grinned widely.
Yes, I was the one who cast Twilight's resurrection spell. I intended to bring back the soul of the element of magic, he said. I wanted its power. If I could have communed with it, I could have been glorious. I would have ruled the wasteland with an iron hoof. But something happened that I didn't expect. The element of magic wasn't the only thing that came back.
Twilight's emotions and her memories, the link I have with her, I said.
Dusk Blue closed his eyes and nodded.
It stopped you from pulling Spark to you. She came to me instead.
Yes, I'm quite annoyed at that. Twilight's spell was relatively simple, but it required a host body, a subject, if you will,
Dusk Blue said.
That's why I kept Sunshine so close to me. She was to host Spark.
My expression turned to pure rage. I snarled under my breath.
You're a monster. You were ready to sacrifice your own friend for your sick goals,
I roared. I kept running it through my head as I readied Stargazer. If Sunshine was originally supposed to die to House Spark's spirit, why didn't I need to die? What made me so fucking special? I wasn't special, I was just... me. I didn't have time to consider anything more as I lifted my gun into the air. Dusk grinned, his horn glowing. His magic lashed out, grabbing a hold of Stargazer and ripping it out of my own telekinesis, tossing it to the side where it clattered to the ground.
I told you before, this is a magic duel, Dusk Blue announced.
He glanced down at my other friends who were getting ready to attack as well. A flick of his horn and magical barriers lifted over them, preventing them from moving.
And to reinforce that concept, we won't be having any help from your friends this time.
The others were frozen inside the shield bubbles. I glared up at Dusk.
Let my friends go!
I roared, flaring my horn and throwing a bolt of magic up at the unicorn. Dusk lifted a hoof, deflecting it without a thought. He leapt off the balcony to the ground floor, grinning.
I'm afraid,
he said, an eerie hunger in his eyes as they flashed a sinister red.
That you will find that I'm a lot stronger than you think I am.
His horn ignited, conjuring a baseball bat with spikes coming out of the head of it out of pure magic. The deadly object soared through the air towards my head.
Shit!
I shouted, jumping back and emitting a blast of telekinesis to force a weapon back. It kept moving forward. I grimaced, reaching into the back of my mind and bringing forth a blade of pure magic. It made the spike clap before it could bash my face in, deflecting the weapon. Dusk cackled madly, bringing the clap around in a vicious slash. I flared my horn once more, lifting the purple magic sword and blocking. Dusk retracted the weapon, grinning as he made it disappear.
You're a fair fighter, Radiant Star, but you cannot match my talent in magic,
he said, his horn lighting up. His cloak shifted slightly, revealing a jingling amulet underneath. It was shaped like a unicorn's head, flanked by two silver wings. The eyes of the unicorn's head were tiny red jewels. In the center of the amulet, a larger red jewel sat.
You see, this is something that Twilight Sparkle herself left in Canterlot originally. It took the Twilight Society many years to retrieve it from that festering hole.
So you got some shiny necklace,
I said, lifting the magic sword once more.
Big fucking deal.
This is no mere necklace,
Dusk said.
This is the Alicorn amulet. It is very powerful magic left by the great Twilight Sparkle.
I snorted, rolling my eyes.
Again, I don't care. All I care about is stopping you,
I snarled.
So, are we going to fight or what? Because I'm getting really fucking pissed off right about now. And no matter what kind of magic you've got, I'm going to beat your face in with it.
Dusk glared at my interruption of his monologue. I cocked an eyebrow.
What? You really think I was going to let you continue? That'd be too cliché.
I grinned, surging forward with my weapon at the ready. The glowing purple blade soared through the air at the stallion. Dusk's horn flared, creating a magical wall in front of him as he jumped to the side. I grimaced, slamming through the transparent wall and hitting the ground, causing my sword to dissipate. Pain surged through my body like I'd hit a pane of glass. Dusk sneered, summoning his own blade of magic and bringing it straight down. My horn shimmered and my sword reappeared, cross-blocking the shining blue blade. I pushed hard with my magic, knocking the other sword back as I scooted to my hoofs. I panted, my body still feeling like I was on fire. What was up with his magic? It was brutally strong and he seemed to know exactly what I was going to do next. I caught another glimpse of his amulet. That had to be the source of his power. Regardless of what I had said to him, I had been listening when he went on about it. Anything that was tied to Twilight Sparkle could have very well been extremely dangerous. A flash of memory caught me off guard. Another mare, one that I hated hearing in my head, shouted about the Alicorn amulet. The goddess herself.
Trixie, she once wore it,
I thought. Twilight had managed to get her to remove it. But how? The memory didn't cover that part. I realized quickly that I'd stood too still, letting myself sink when a deep blue magical blade came slicing through the air right towards my neck. I ignited my horn, quickly forming a teleportation spell. I came out of it behind Dusk, bringing my sword around and going in for the kill. Or so I thought. The magical blade came in, slashing downwards onto the unicorn's back, halting before it could go any further. A hint of blue magic surrounded it. I growled as Dusk turned his head.
"Nice try," he said, his eyes flashing a sinister red. "But you can't catch me off guard that easily."
He pushed back with a wave of his hoof, sending me flying through the air and into one of the lobby's support columns. I grunted under the force of the impact and even heard a telling crack that indicated something had broken. I wasn't sure what, and I didn't quite have the time to care, thanks to a bolt of energy flying through the air right at me. I rolled to the side, howling as my right wing started spiking pain directly into my head.
"Well, that explains what I just broke,"
I thought as I righted myself. Sure enough, my wing hung rather limply from my side. I wouldn't be able to fly at all now.
"Smart move, disabling my wing like that,"
I thought.
"I can't even get a blow in and he's already wounded me. There's gotta be another way to beat him."
I looked over at my friends, still encased in their magical barriers. I couldn't count on them to get me out of this. I had to finish this myself. I briefly considered trying to contact Pat or Nixie somehow, but I knew it wouldn't matter. Dusk would just contain them like he had the others. I was screwed. I had bitten off more than I could chew without really knowing what was going on. I had effectively put myself into Dusk's trap. Dusk fired another blast of energy at me and I ducked again, rolling to the side and feeling another blast of pain for my troubles. I had to do something to change the rules. My eyes rested on Stargazer laying across the lobby on its side. If I could reach it, I could put up a better fight. I pushed off, tucking under and landing behind one of the support columns. I huffed, using my magic to try and float out some bandages to hold my wing in place. It could only manage a shitty job, but it would at least keep it from flopping around on me. Dusk continued to wildly fire, hitting the support beam I was leaning against. It shuddered against me.
"Hiding? I thought you were better than that Radiant Star, the brave Ministry Mare. She doesn't hide from anything,"
the unicorn stallion roared. He hadn't seen where I'd jumped to? That was odd. Perhaps there was some hope for me yet. I felt a surge of magic in the air as Dusk ranted in the center of the lobby. Even if he hadn't seen where I'd gone, I was sure that he'd know soon. I needed to come up with something, anything. I sighed. There was nothing, no memories, no spell that Twilight had left me. No simple truth. I had fucked up, and I was going to pay for it. I hung my head.
"Star!"
A voice from around me said. It was feminine, familiar.
"Star!"
I looked up. Nothing. The voice continued, reaching shouting levels in my mind.
"Star!"
I blinked, realizing that it was coming from elsewhere. A shimmer of pink flashed into existence in the lobby, distracting the evil unicorn who was searching for me. Her voice echoed into my mind.
"Star, you have to get up. You have to fight back. You can do this. I can only distract him for a short period of time. You have to finish this."
I grunted, pushing myself to my hoofs. Sunshine Sky was here, and she was here to save me from myself. The pink mare appeared across the lobby from Dusk, grinning weakly. A trickle of blood was coming from one of her nostrils, and her mane was ragged. There was a nasty flicker to the magic pouring from her horn, and it was clear to me that she was pushing her magic farther than she had ever before.
"Hey, Dusk," she said. "Miss me?"
She gritted her teeth, a fresh trickle of blood seeping from her nose as a layer of overglow erupted from her horn. Vines erupted from the lobby floor and wrapped themselves around the stallion. Dusk grinned as his magic sliced into the vines, freeing him.
"Sunshine," he said. "I find it very interesting that you would show your face here. It was you who assisted the Ministry Mayor in getting here, I take it."
"I'm not under your control any longer, Dusk,"
Sunshine growled.
"I'm my own mayor, and this mayor's going to stop you once and for all."
"Clever," Dusk crooned. "But how do you plan on doing that? I have the Alicorn amulet. My magic is far stronger than yours."
Sunshine giggled.
"I don't plan on doing it by myself, silly," she said, grinning. "It's nice to have friends after all."
Dusk turned his head just in time to see me charging right at him. I'd had plenty of time to close in, bringing my sword across to smack the stallion in the face with the flat of the blade. Dusk went flying back, slamming into the ground. I kept moving forward, jumping and landing onto the stallion hard. Dusk snarled and snapped underneath me, his horn flaring up for another wave of telekinesis.
"Oh no you don't,"
I said, reaching out with a forehoof and smacking the unicorn's horn hard. It flickered out, cancelling whatever spell the evil stallion had planned on casting. I lifted the amulet from Dusk's chest and yanked, putting my all into the effort. It wouldn't budge. The chain was taut and wouldn't break no matter how hard I pulled on it. My eyes widened.
"Sunshine, we've got a problem here,"
I shouted, as Dusk grinned and blasted me back with a bolt of energy. I landed on the ground next to the pink mare, groaning in pain.
"What happened?" she asked. "Are you all right? The amulet, it won't come off,"
I said shakily, pushing myself to my hooves.
"I tried my hardest, and it just would not come off."
"Of course it wouldn't," Dusk shouted as he strode forward. "Once the Alicorn amulet is attached, it can never be removed except by its wearer."
I scowled. How had I missed that in the memory with Trixie? Oh, right, it didn't bucking play that part.
"I don't suppose you'll come along nicely and take it off then, right?"
I asked, jokingly, knowing full well what the answer would be. Dusk chortled, his horn flaring.
"Very funny," he said. "Now then, I can destroy both of you with its power."
A bolt of energy shot through the air, splitting me and Sunshine up and knocking both of us to the ground. I grunted in pain, craning my neck and looking over at the pink mare. She was back on her hoofs already, her horn glowing. Several vines appeared out of nowhere, attempting to restrain the evil unicorn. Dusk snarled, reforming his magical blade and slashing the vines apart. Sunshine's magic reached out, grabbing the broken halves and swirling them around to latch onto Dusk's forelegs. She yanked down hard, sending the stallion into an undignified faceplant.
"All right, Sunshine,"
I shouted, pushing myself up and trotting over to her position. Dusk was already ripping the vines away, his horn now spewing an angry red. The stallion stood, roaring loudly, forcing into existence two wicked red blades of pure magic. He charged forward at Sunshine and I. I snarled, summoning forth my own blade.
"I've got your back, Star,"
Sunshine said.
"But if we can't get the amulet off..."
I nodded.
"I know, we're going to have to put him down,"
I said, lifting my blade to meet Dusk's charge. I'd summoned the magical sword several times already. How many more before I could no longer do it? And what about Sunshine? She'd just been desperately close to magical burnout. How in the world did she recover that fast? She certainly didn't look completely recovered. Her nosebleed had worsened, her muzzle covered in sticky red and drops splashing to the ground below. Her eyes were bloodshot and her horn was sparking. She was running herself hard. I didn't have time to ponder anything else before Dusk swung in with both blades. A flash of green appeared out of the corner of my eye and another vine shot out of nowhere, grabbing a hold of one of the swords and pulling it away. I struck, deflecting the other blade up as I rushed forward, leveling a hoof strike at Dusk's face. The stallion reeled back, lifting his forehoofs to try and block. Thankfully, I was fast enough that my hoof drove right into his face, sending him straight into one of the lobby's support columns with a massive crash. The two swords he had conjured immediately dissipated. Dusk Blue shuddered, a line of blood emanating from his mouth. He coughed, sputtering out a puddle of his life force onto the lobby floor as he stood. The amulet swaying from his neck gleamed. How much punishment could he put up with? One of his eyes were swollen closed, and his mane was hanging around his neck raggedly. He stepped forward, grinning bloodily.
"You cannot defeat me, Radiant Star," he said from across the lobby. "The Alicorn amulet bolsters my strength. With its power, I am nothing short of a god."
"What you are," I said, panting hard, "is an insane unicorn with an amulet fixation. I mean, seriously, see a counselor, get a little help already,"
I snorted, glancing over at Sunshine.
"You're right?"
"I'm good,"
she replied quietly, nodding. I raised an eyebrow.
"Seriously, I'll be all right. I don't have time to let something like limitations stop me from helping my friend."
I grimaced. I was beginning to reach my limits and Sunshine looked like she was 50 leagues past hers. and with no way of getting the amulet off of Dusk, we couldn't subdue him. I closed my eyes for a brief moment. There had to be a way to stop him short of killing, but how? How were we supposed to stop this? What about the Society and the NCR? What if stopping Dusk Blue didn't stop the war raging on outside of this tower? I couldn't worry about that just yet. I had to worry about Dusk first and foremost. I racked my brain for anything and everything, but it just was empty. I breathed out deeply. The only other thing I could even think of was the zebra training I'd received from Envy. But it couldn't possibly work here. What good was a skill that required me to tap into natural energy that I was unable to even use? I'd been trying to keep up with my meditation, but ever since Gray's death, I'd fallen out of practice. Not that it mattered. Still, could I even try? My magic wasn't strong enough to defeat Dusk. We couldn't even get the amulet off of him.
Sunshine, can you distract him? I want to try something.
I said softly. I had to try something. Sunshine nodded, flaring her horn and summoning a wall of vines that wrapped around the evil unicorn trying to kill us. Dusk snarled, summoning his thoughts again with a flash and beginning to slice through the vegetation. I closed my eyes again, trying to feel the natural magic, trying to empty my mind. There was nothing. My mind couldn't even clear itself out properly. I scrunched my face, trying my hardest, but still nothing. Why was I such a failure at this? I couldn't even meditate properly, let alone understand how Envy did what she did.
Mix your magic. Use the six. What was that?
I thought as the words flittered into my mind. Scenes and images began to play forth in my mind. A zebra, the Elecon amulet, Twilight Sparkle, Trixie, the magic of friendship? Mix my magic? Use the six? What the fuck did that mean? There was another amulet, a trick that Twilight had played on Trixie. She had convinced the other unicorn to remove the amulet somehow by making Trixie want her superior power. Could something similar work here too? I opened my eyes once more. Sunshine was lying on the ground in front of me, panting hard but still alive. Dusk stood over us, his eyes flashing a horrible red. How long I had been trying to meditate? I didn't know, but the way forward was clear.
Hold it,
I said calmly. Dusk stopped moving forward, taken aback by the tone of my voice.
I'm done. I surrender.
Excellent, Dusk replied, dissipating his magical swords. You are wise to recognize when you are beaten.
I grimaced, looking over at my friends. They were still encased in their magical barriers.
I will relinquish my power to you, O great and powerful Dusk, I said. But I warn you, it is a power you cannot wield, for it is greater than any power your amulet grants you.
Dusk cocked his head at me curiously.
Explain.
I looked down at Sunshine. She was staring back at me incredulously. I smiled softly at her before glaring up at Dusk.
My power relies on the magic of harmony. Spark left it inside me when she left my body, I said.
I was lying, of course. Spark had left me nothing, but I had to do my best to convince Dusk to remove the amulet himself.
The Elecon amulet will not interact with it. At best, you will do yourself harm.
Dusk sneered at me.
You're lying, he said.
Shit, well, there went that idea, I thought.
You're just an Elecon. You have no real power other than your normal magic. I have the greatest power in the world, and I will use that power to command Celestia One, and then the Wasteland will see me as its ruler.
I grimaced.
I'm not lying, I protested. You told me you wanted Twilight's power, the power of the element of magic. I can give it to you. You wouldn't even need Celestia One then. You'd be able to command magic itself. I can prove it.
Dusk put a hoof to his chin, pondering for a moment. I could see the gears turning in his head. He still wanted what Spark was. He growled, cursing under his breath before turning back to me.
Fine, he said. Proof that your magic is greater than the Elecon amulet.
I nodded, reaching into my saddlebags. I glimpsed the broken tiara inside, along with the explosive device that Dusk had planted on us. Could I use it to deceive him? It was worth a shot. I surreptitiously attached the device to the inside of the tiara and lifted it out, placing it onto my forehead.
"Witness the power of the elements of harmony, Dusk Blue,"
I said, trying to keep my voice as even as possible. I closed my eyes and lit up my horn, dropping into the magic of the device and its glowing runes. They surrounded me at all angles, flaring ever so often. My mind ran back to when I'd worked with Violet on disabling the device. I had to make this look convincing. I dropped over to the Twilight rune, the failsafe one. I grinned and had an idea. All the old stories and memories I had of the elements being used were all accompanied by one singular thing, the presence of good friends. I pushed a rune in each direction, landing one on Sunshine, Violet, and Steeljack. I hoped that Dusk wasn't too invested in the mythos behind the elements to realize there were only four of us. It would have to do. I pressed the Twilight rune into the base of the crown and linked it with the others, activating it. Power radiated from my horn, causing the gem in the center of the tiara to glow brightly. A blast of energy shot forth from my horn and landed where the other runes had gone, causing the forms of my friends to glow as well. I opened my eyes, covering them with a milky white aura to complete the deception.
"The Alicon amulet pales in comparison to the true power of the element of magic,"
I said calmly, using some of my magic to add a bit of buzz to my voice.
"I will use this power to defeat you, Dusk Blue. Prepare thyself for oblivion."
I closed my eyes once more, pouring more magic into the illusion. In the course of doing so, I felt something. Something inside me, a pair of velvet eyes staring back at me from the void. What? What was going on? I wasn't actually casting anything, was I? The eyes were accompanied by a smile in the void, disappearing as quickly as they had appeared. The room around us lit up in a myriad of colors as I opened my eyes again, focusing on the unicorn stallion. He was enthralled at the display of magic, his expression turning into a cruel grin. He reached out with his own magic, grabbing the tiara from my head. I immediately let the spell drop, deactivating the rune so as to appear as if he had stopped me. The colors dissipated and I fell backwards. My faint moan of defeat was lent authenticity by the stabbing pain of my injured wing. Dusk Blue brought the tiara over to his head, placing it onto his brow with a howl of triumph.
"Excellent, the element of magic, and it's all mine. Now that I have this power, all the wasteland will know my name."
His horn glowed a fierce red, the chain that held the Alicon amulet slowly evaporating. The amulet ripped away from the stallion's neck, the magic draining from his horn and eyes quickly. Dusk's eyes returned to their normal shade of blue, and he stepped back as I shouted out to Sunshine.
"Now!"
Sunshine nodded and flared her horn, summoning several vines that latched onto Dusk's body and tossed him across the lobby far away from the Alicon amulet. I reached out with my magic and grabbed the amulet. The stallion yelped in surprise as he landed at the base of one of the support columns. He groaned as he pushed himself up into a sitting position. Sunshine snarled and charged at him, leaping into the air and landing on the prone unicorn. She roared and began to slam her hoofs into him, his chest. Dusk coughed and spuddled blood as Sunshine pounded. A blast of energy from his horn knocked the mare away and to the ground. The unicorn stood, growling.
You bitch,
he said, spitting out a few teeth as he spoke.
You tricked me.
I grinned slyly.
I knew that I had to offer you something you wanted, something that you needed, I said. It was the only way to get you to take off the Alicon amulet.
Give it back, Dusk snarled. Give back my amulet.
His horn flared, firing a blast of energy at me. I leapt out of the way, depositing the amulet into my saddlebag. There would be time to deal with it later. I returned fire with a telekinetic blast of my own, striking the stallion in the chest. He grunted under the blow.
Never, I said. You're done, Dusk Blue. Your control over the NCR and the society, gone. Give up now and come along quietly.
Dusk sneered at me, his horn flaring to life once more. Sunshine snarled, rolling from her position to knock the stallion back.
It's over, she said. Give it up, Dusk. The society will be bearing down on us any moment once they realize that you've been controlling them.
Then I will destroy them all.
Dusk roared, pushing back with a wave of telekinesis that knocked both Sunshine and I to the ground. The stallion's horn lit up and he disappeared in the brilliant flash of a teleport. My eyes widened.
Where'd he go?
I said. Several flashes of blue light erupted in the lobby behind us. I heard groaning coming from my friends. I turned, seeing Violet standing there.
What happened?
She asked as I pushed myself to all four hoofs. I grunted, looking back at my injured wing. The haphazard bandages had begun to tear, letting the wing flop about painfully. Violet's eyes found me and she gasped softly, trotting forward.
Star, you're hurt.
I grimaced.
I'm fine, Violet, I replied. That's not important right now. Sunshine, where did Dusk go? My guess is to the Celestia 1 Megaspell Chamber. He still intends to activate it even without the amulet,
the pink mare said. I heard clattering up the stairwell, glancing over to see Patch and Nixie's. Violet's horn flared, tending to my broken wing as best as she could. A fresh set of bandages was placed over it as the Hellhound and Earthmare made their way across the lobby.
Star, the fighting stopped, Nixie's called out. The Society and the NCR, they're calling it off.
I grimaced again. Even if the fighting had stopped, there was still danger. Shouts came from the lobby entrance as several unicorns and earth ponies entered. At the head of the group was Captain Kirby, flanked by a familiar red-maned unicorn.
Life Bloom, I said.
The unicorn nodded.
Radiant Star, the unicorn said. You are responsible, I take it, for ending this unfortunate conflict.
It's not over yet, I said calmly. Dusk Blue, he had this. I believe it's how he was controlling you.
I lifted out the Alicorn amulet. Lifebloom grimaced.
I see, he said, his horn glowing and taking a hold of the silver amulet. I shall see to it that this thing is put away where it cannot do any pony more harm.
I grimaced, grabbing the amulet back out of his magic.
I don't think so, I snarled. This thing caused a lot of trouble for us. It's too dangerous to be left to be used by any pony else.
Lifebloom stared at me.
Star, I must insist. The amulet is a relic of the Ministry Mare's days. It must be preserved, he said.
I shook my head fiercely.
Negative. I will not let this thing exist any longer,
I said, tossing the amulet to the ground before me.
It needs to be destroyed now, before it can do greater harm.
Lifebloom started to protest as I brought my hoof down on the amulet, intending to crush it. Nothing happened whatsoever. I growled loudly, ripping Stargazer to me on a search of magic. The Alicorn amulet went into the air from the balcony and I dropped into ESATS. Every shot I could cue went to the amulet. The spell released and Stargazer erupted a gout of fire, sheeting its shrapnel rounds into the amulet. Sparks erupted from the repeated impacts, and when Stargazer fell silent, the amulet cracked. It emitted a dull red glow, spitting sparks of its own when it hit the floor.
I think we'd better get down,
Lilith said, matter of fact. I reached out and cast my Alicorn shield over us as the amulet flared a bright shock of red and exploded violently in the center of the lobby. A rush of wind and flame compressed upon itself and then disappeared, leaving nothing behind. The amulet was gone. I glared back at Lifebloom.
That is how you take care of things,
I said. Lifebloom sighed.
It is a shame that such a priceless artifact had to be destroyed, but I could not have stopped you from doing so, Radiant Star, he said. That only leaves one question. Where's Dusk Blue?
That's a problem, I said. Dusk Blue teleported away. He was planning on using Celestia 1. We need to stop him.
He's what? Kirby interrupted. That's not good. Indeed, it's not, Lifebloom said. Radiant Star, I shall leave you to deal with the traitor. We have much to do to reinforce Ten Pony Tower, and I have much to discuss with Captain Kirby here.
I glanced over at Sunshine, currently being bandaged by a Ten Pony medic. She nodded.
Lifebloom, she said. I'm going to accompany Star.
Lifebloom nodded his affirmation.
All right, let's go. We can't afford to waste any more time here, I said. Sunshine, show me to where the Megaspell Chambers are.
The mare motioned for us to follow her. We made our way to the stairs and headed up. I grew increasingly worried as we trotted along, Violet's warmth a pleasure against my side. What would happen if Dusk Blue got into Celestia 1? What if he already had? My mind ran over everything that I knew about megaspells. Weren't they supposed to be cast by multiple unicorns?
Celestia One is just up here, Sunshine said, pointing at the next level of stairs. We should be careful if Dusk is waiting for us.
Then we will fight and end this once and for all,
I said, stepping onto the landing. The hallway before us led to a massive set of double doors that were now hanging off of their hinges. Scorch marks lined the walls. I tread cautiously down the hall, pushing past the doors. Inside of the room was a massive circular chamber. In the center of it was a pedestal with a shining amber jewel sitting on it. On the other side of the room, behind a glass sheet, was Dusk Blue. He was growling loudly as his horns barked and sputtered.
Dusk!
I shouted.
It's over, give up, you're never going to be able to activate Celestia One.
No, I will make the wasteland see. I will make them. I will be the master.
Dusk roared, flaring his horn. The jewel on the pedestal lit up briefly.
Dusk, stop this madness! Sunshine yelled. You can't activate it. If you do, you'll die.
Dusk Blue shook his head, continuing to try and activate his magic.
Wait, did she say die?
Patch said.
I don't like that idea.
Megaspells are designed to be activated by multiple unicorns, Sunshine said. Activated improperly, it could backfire.
Backfire? I said. I'm with Patch, I don't like that idea either.
Sunshine grimaced.
We have to get him out of here and subdue him,
she replied, looking over at where Dusk was still trying his hardest to use the megaspell. The jewel lit up a brilliant gold light. My eyes widened. It was working. I suddenly realized Dusk knew he had lost. He had already moved to his endgame.
Every pony out of here! Sunshine, you too! I'll stay behind and stop this!
I said. The others filtered out of the megaspell chamber and down the hall. I looked back up at Dusk Blue.
You took away everything from me, Radiant Star!
The blue stallion snarled.
First you took the element of magic and then the amulet. Now I'm going to use this mega spell and decimate this tower and you for good.
Dusk, you need to back down. It's over.
I shouted, lighting my horn and bringing up Stargazer.
Now stop this madness at once.
Never.
Dusk roared, igniting his horn in a blaze of golden light. I glanced around. The sides of the walls were beginning to light up. This was bad. This was really, really bad. I had to do something. I lifted Stargazer, letting off a burst of fire at the glass shielding. One of the bullets punched through, slamming into the side of Dusk Blue's horn. Raw magic sprayed out from it as the appendage shattered, causing the stallion to roar in agony. The magic in the room began to compress upon the blue stallion, leeching from the walls into his body. The unicorn's horn began to spark.
Shit!
I thought. I'd intended to disable Dusk, stop him from casting spells. But he wasn't stopping. Sparks and light erupted from Dusk's horn suddenly, forcing me to close my eyes. I grunted, stepping back towards the entrance. Dusk lashed out, destroying the glass shielding and jumping out into the chamber.
I will destroy you, Radiant Star, and then I will destroy everything you ever loved.
The stallion snarled, laughing maniacally as he forced more magic out of his horn. His entire body was glowing now. I did the only thing I could think of to do. I reached out with my magic and pulled the doors to the chamber shut, much to the surprise of my friends who were standing in the hallway. I looked back at Dusk Blue.
Then do your worst,
I said, reaching into the back of my mind and casting Shining Armor's shield spell. The purple bubble extended around me and the doorway as Dusk reached out with his hoof. The stallion was no longer even blue. The magic had covered his entire body, coating him in a gold layer of energy. Dusk Blue roared, releasing the pent-up magic all at once, his entire body turning into a pure arcane matter. Then he exploded. Magical energy burst from the stallion's body, expanding outwards in a wave that spread over my shield. I grunted under the force of the explosion. Within moments, the energy had dissipated and there was a scorch mark on the ground where Dusk Blue had been. The explosion hadn't even been big enough to do more than score the room. I lowered my shield, sighing as I stepped over to where the stallion had been. The door behind me opened, allowing my friends and Sunshine to enter.
Star,
Sunshine said as she trotted up next to me.
What happened? Dusk used up the rest of his magic to turn himself into a bomb. I think he thought he could kill me with it.
I said, pointing at the scorch marks. In the end, he was so desperate for power.
He was so desperate that he sought power above all else. A voice came from the door. Leif Bloom was standing there with Captain Kirby. It appears that everything is well intact here. Thank you, Radiant Star.
For what? I never intended for him to die, I said. Not to mention whether or not he did any damage to Celestia One.
Leif Bloom chuckled. Oh, this room isn't Celestia One, he said. That chamber is elsewhere. Sunshine glanced over at the red-maned unicorn, her eyes wide.
What? This isn't... But I thought...
She said. Leif Bloom nodded, waving his hoof and igniting his horn. The room suddenly began to transform, changing into a regular-looking hall. Celestia One's megaspell chamber is a secret only known to the highest-level members of the Twilight Society, for security reasons, of course, the stallion said. Dusk Blue was... misinformed.
How? If he had the society under his control, then how did he not know? I said.
Because he never had us under his control. Many of the members of the society have been away and thus never fell under Discord's sway, Leif Bloom said. Trying to reach accords with organizations such as the NCR.
I've been told by the NCR top brass to stand down the assault, Kirby chimed in. We're working towards the truth. Thanks to you, Star, we were able to see what was going on and stop it before it got worse.
I hung my head low.
Doesn't change the fact that Pony still died over this, I said.
Or that I had been responsible. I was the reason Discord escaped. I'd fallen into Dusk Blue's trap. No matter how you sliced it, this was my fault.
No, it's not, Dusk Blue said. But this chapter is now closed and our goal now is peace. Peace between our organizations and our friends. Now, I believe that I have some business to attend to with Captain Kirby here. You may rest and be upon your way as soon as you are feeling able.
I awoke with a start before remembering exactly where I was. Violet lay next to me, slumbering peacefully. A day had passed since Dusk Blue's death and the end of the conflict between the NCR and the Twilight Society. The ponies of Ten Pony Tower had returned to their normal lives as quickly as they had fled them, cleaning up the tower and getting things back in order to accommodate the NCR troops who had survived the battle. In all, several hundred ponies had died during the battle from both sides. I felt like a failure, like I'd let this happen. Given the state I was in after the battle, I was sorely in need of rest. My wing had sustained some major damage and was going to take several days to recover. I had wanted to leave as quickly as possible, partly because I didn't want to have to face Kirby and Leif Bloom again, as well as my own pressing need to get patched to see Dry Rot. Unfortunately, I lost that battle after Violet put her hoof down. I pushed myself out of my bedroll, taking care not to wake Violet up as I made my way to the other room. I needed something to get my mind off of things. I wanted to drop myself into a memory orb as quickly as possible. I shudder to think that Violet was right about my supposed addiction to those things. I grimaced. There was no way I was addicted to them. They weren't even a chem. I pulled out my saddlebags, rummaging through for that last memory orb that Discord had left me. If it could give me even an hour of time away from the shit I'd been through in the past few days, it was completely and utterly worth any punishment Violet would exercise on me later on. Just as I found the orb, I heard a soft cuff behind me.
Star?
A voice said from behind me. Thankfully, it wasn't the voice I'd expected. I turned, seeing Patch standing there. I waved weakly.
Oh, hey,
I said as the green mare trotted up beside me.
What are you?
Patch said as she looked down at the memory orb in my hoof. She sighed.
Star,
I started to say before hanging my head. I placed the orb back into my bags and looked back up at Patch.
I just needed to get away from things, Patch.
Patch placed a hoof on mine, smiling softly.
Tell you what, then. How about we go out on the balcony and talk for a bit?
She said. I nodded mutely, following the Earthmare out onto our decrepit balcony. I slumped, looking out upon the city of Manhattan. It still looked like shit outside, at least. We sat there for several minutes before I worked up the courage to speak.
I'm sorry, Patch,
I said, causing the green mare to look at me curiously.
What for?
She said softly.
Because, I fucked up. I tried too hard to protect you and I feel like...
I said.
I feel like I owe you, Patch. It's my fault your unborn foal is screwed up and I just...
Patch sighed, smiling.
Star, I told you before that it's all right, she said. Whatever happens, happens. I accept that now, but that's not what you're really sorry for, is it?
I shook my head.
I caused all of this, Patch. I freed Discord and played right into Dusk Blue's hooves. He was going to use me to destroy the NCR and the Twilight Society, and I nearly let him do it.
I said, tears forming in my eyes.
It's my fault that Dusk Blue is dead. My fault that this happens this way.
No,
Patch said calmly, forcing me to raise my head and look over at her.
Huh?
I said shakily.
This is not your fault, Star. This is the result of a pony mad with power,
Patch replied.
What would have happened if you weren't here to stop Dusk Star? He would have mastered Celestia One and gotten his way. If anything, you saved millions of ponies from certain doom.
But
I started to say. Patch grinned widely and cut me off with a hoof.
Star, you've been an inspiration to me and the others since I met you. For once in your life, be proud of what you do best, helping ponies,
she said.
Because that's what you did. You saved lives, Star. You did that. You saved me. You saved me when I was feeling the worst I'd ever felt in my whole life. You gave me hope, Star. Now let your friends give some of that hope back to you.
I blinked, the tears in my eyes storming out like a waterfall that had burst a dam. I rested my head on Patch's shoulder, crying as hard as I could. We sat there for what felt like hours until my tears dried up and I could no longer cry. I looked back inside our room. The others had awoken and were getting things ready. Patch nodded at me slightly and I stood, stepping back inside. Violet looked up as I appeared.
Sweetie, are you all right?
She said. I sighed.
I've got something to say,
I said, addressing my group of... family. My friends who had been there for me through it all.
I'm sorry for acting as silly as I have been lately. I thought I could deal with everything myself, but I can't. I need you all.
I looked over at Violet.
Violet, I love you so very, very much. There's no other in this world I want at my side. I know that no matter what, you'll keep me honest and true to myself.
My eyes drifted over to Patch and Steeljack.
Patch, Steeljack, you two are the most loyal friends I'll ever know. You've always been there for me and I promise I will not rest until we find out what is wrong with your foal.
I turned to Lilith and Nixies.
Lilith, Nixies, you have been steadfast friends and I'm ever grateful for your support. I know I've put you all through a lot, but I want to try to fix this.
Violet was the first to embrace me before the others joined in. They smiled and hugged me close and told me that everything was going to be okay. For what felt like the first time in my life, I believed them. I truly believed that everything was going to work out. A knock at the door interrupted our bonding time. I trotted over, opening up to a smiling sunshine sky. The pink mare had several sets of saddlebags draped over her body and she was wearing a crude set of armored barding.
Sunshine?
I said.
What's going on? I'm coming with you, Sunshine said. There's nothing here for me now. The society has everything well in hoof, and I want to help you find Spark. I figured that you wouldn't mind.
I blinked.
I guess that's fine, I said, letting the pink mare inside of the room. Everyone, Sunshine is going to be joining us.
The others smiled jubilantly and chattered amongst themselves, each of them welcoming Sunshine into our little group. As I watched, I smiled. Despite our differences and despite all we had been through, we were like a family to one another. It took me a long time to truly see that and understand what it all meant. I noticed out of the corner of my eye Patch. The green mare was headed towards the ruined couch at the far side of the room. She grunted under her breath, reaching out for support. She missed the arm of the couch and dropped to the ground with a thud.
Patch!
I called out, making my way to the mare's side. Violet was next to me in an instant, her horn glowing brightly. Patch was lying on her side, panting and breathing hard.
I'm all right, just need to lay down,
she wheezed.
Just had the wind knocked out of me is all.
Violet grimaced, lifting a hoof to the other mare's forehead.
She's burning up, Star,
my love said.
Something's not right. I'm trying to do what I can, but you need the real doctor.
Dry, Dryrot!
Patch huffed, coughing heavily. She covered her mouth, coming away with blood on her hoof. My eyes widened.
Patch!
Footnotes. Radiant Star, maximum level reached. Violet Iris, level up. Steeljack, level up. Patch, level up. Lilith, level up. New temporary companion. Sunshine Sky, Unicorn. Specialty, Earth Magic. Narrator's note. Okay, let me just say this one thing. This chapter firstly would have needed a lot more editing, I think, because each time you heard me read something that sounded very strange, because I was a word missing or a word too much, I did not make a mistake there. It's actually in the chapter. And the other thing I would critique about this here is, Violet Iris put her hoof down that, Radiant Star rests up with her broken wing. That's all fine and good. But let me just say this one thing. Patch is a former NCR security officer. Captain Kirby has kind of a soft spot for her. They have a hellhound in their freaking group. They have quite some ponies in their group, actually. If I had been in Radiant Star's horseshoes, which I obviously am not, or if I had been the author of this, I would have written it so, like, take Lilith, Steeljack, and Patch, and ask Captain Kirby for an escort for them to, I think Duskhoof was the name of the settlement, Patch could go and see Dryrot. Yeah, I would have done something like that. If Violet Iris wouldn't allow me to travel, then I would say, okay, but then the others go ahead and see Dryrot, so Patch doesn't have to wait for my wing to be healed up. I mean, what's the logic in that? It's a wing. It's an appendage. We're talking about a baby here. Okay, but I'm not going to go deeper into this. I've rambled on long enough. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony. See you next chapter.